people expect an apology, and there has to be an abject apology from the church. There's no doubt that the church had far too much influence in the society at that time. When you impose rather than propose your high values, you will often do damage. And I believe that was the responsibility of the church. At the same time, and there's an abject apology. And this story of hurt done to girls and women at their most vulnerable time, some of them who were pregnant for all kinds of reasons, including rape and abuse of various kinds, that they were, when they were most in need of being cherished, they weren't. And that happened in a society when more and more people were more and more pious than they are today. That's a shocking thing and a shameful thing for me as a bishop. There's no doubt about that. And there's nothing but apology. When you read particularly about the situation, for example, in our county home in Stranorlar, there was the awful factor of abject poverty, which, as well as the moral imperative that drove so much of this, there was the poverty side that had families feeling unable, feeling overwhelmed by pregnancies like this, and the failure of the community and the failure of the local councils or the local authority to take steps when they knew how dire the situation was.